So we're back, and we're in Stouffville, and friends out there who listen, I want to plead with somebody, the right person, to find me, scott@sharingtheburden.ca, two T's in Scott, and announce that you would like to find a way that people could come together, almost like we do on the show, you know, and discuss deep feelings, and feel more freedom and more peace in their life, and to feel that over a period of time they could actually establish a step-by-step way to live that would allow them to be both functional, you know, physically as well as spiritually, and just to work together to attract other people to the same. We need a sharing the burden physical meeting out there in Stouffville. So anyone who would like to do that, please get in touch with us. And anyone who wants to come on the show, and you don't have to feel like you have a special story, because everyone has a story that somebody else needs to hear. So try and remember that, folks. Things that don't seem very important to you may be the answer to someone else's life. So don't go around without telling your story. You know, you see a lonely person, go tell them your story. You know, tell her your story. And don't worry about what's going to happen. You know, nothing's going to happen, but something inside of you that made you go tell that little bit of your story to that particular person is going to do something. So don't pass them by. And one of the things that I'm trying to remember, a bit of a slogan that will coin a sharing the burden slogan, I think, is but I'll be there. You know, we can't promise much, but I like the sound of but I'll be there. And when we go into the jails, we're able to say to people, you know, I'm not God, and but to whatever degree it's possible for me, for sharing the burden for us, we'll be there. I'll be there, you know. And that means everything to people who know there's going to be hurdles in this life, to know that someone, some group even, some entity is going to be there. And they're not going to abandon me because I had a fight with a guy and he died, or, you know, or whatever, you know, or I was born with a hunger for the wrong thing totally, and it controlled my life, and I want freedom from that thing. I want nothing more, and I want to believe that someone, something, some togetherness can help me get rid of that feeling. So there's hope out there, Lloyd. There's hope because guys like you are trying to give back, you know, trying to give back to not a society that messed you up, but one that you lived in for many, many years, came out of after some, you know, some fighting to beat off the monkeys and so on, and then to be able to go out and say, well, I did gain a freedom, and I want people to know how I did it, in case the way I did it has something in it that's going to make a difference in their lives, and hopefully save lives over time. And that, we're in that business, friends. We're in the business of saving lives. You know, we don't necessarily see it moment by moment, but our friend Lloyd here is, you know, 15 months later, and he had lost 30 people over the first year, 30 plus, and now that number's going up. And you know, the stories we hear daily now, you know, somebody says, yeah, well, we had them all set up. This was 8:30. We're picking them up at 10:30. And at 10:30, he was gone. He was dead, you know, too late for rehab for that guy and so on. And that's a story in the jails we hear all the time. But like, I've been brought back 5 times, 10 times, 15 times. And I keep going back. And I don't want to go back, but I keep going back. You know, we've got to exist for those guys and to give them the hope that, yeah, but somebody made it. You know, Lloyd made it. You know, and he made it for 15 months. You can't conceive of a week. Well, he made it for 15 months, and he's not even in jail, where it's, you know, much harder to get anyway. And he survived. So Lloyd, you're a great testament. You're doing what you can. You've got several groups. You've got a lot of people. As you say, if your phone was turned on, we couldn't have the show because it just rings all the time. And You know, that's the vastness of the need out there. You know, and we're just scratching the iceberg with these programs, with these shows. You have a dream of some sort. What's your dream? I mean, you have a daughter now who wants to do things in Africa. You've got a YouTube idea. You've got many platforms that you get the thinking going around, anxiety, depression, and of course addiction. And now you're putting them together with a platform. And I'm sure you've got some far-reaching. You know, I mean, in the end, I just say, you know, I want to change the world. that makes it easy.
Yeah, my dream is just to give back. Mm-hmm. You know, give back and give hope. You know, give back what was given to me and give hope to people that feel hopeless. Right. In any way possible, whether it's YouTube or the show or Twitter or you know whatever it is, just to give back. Yeah. Almost like a sacrifice.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I think that I went through what I went through as you know, as an example, and you know what can happen to you, and mm-hmm. and now I just want to give back. I just want to help as many people as I can, how I can, however I can, and reach out and keep reaching out. And I'm thankful for the show and for you and Jay and everybody that assists me in, mm-hmm. in doing that, and I feel so grateful.
That's wonderful, wonderful testimony. Thanks for the, you know, building us up. We all need encouragement. It's important, really important. You ever think of why me? I mean, like, why me? Why? How come all those guys are dead? And not only am I alive, I really want to not only establish purpose for purpose, I want to make a difference, and I want to give back, and I want to keep doing it, you know. And we talked on the way up here, and I was saying to Lloyd that a seminar I was at taught me two things some years ago. One was to keep my body in as good a shape as I could. And the other one was to aim at finishing strong. You know, and I'm a senior citizen, and but I work harder in many ways than I ever did in my life. And it's all for no money. And it's more rewarding than any kind of money I ever made. And I made lots at some points. And you know, meaningless. You know, okay, there's 1 million, well, two is only two times that, but seven is, and then 50, man, that sounds cool. Imagine today that would be, I'd be talking, you know, billions instead of millions, and I'm thinking, but it has no end. It has no, there's no height for the person who is aggressively seeking more, you know, the sickness of more. Mm-hmm. And I was there big time. And, you know, had to be taken away, but man, I just love life today because we know somehow God put it all together, is using us to make a difference out there.
I don't know if it sounds weird, but I'm kind of grateful for the downfalls that happened in my life.
Yeah.
Because it I don't know, it made me stronger and gave me some kind of push to go on.
Yeah. And look at you know, when we've talked on the show several times, but you know where you were left at. How old were you when you were first left in Jamaica there? Like when your folks kind of,
well, maybe two or three.
Yeah, and you were, I don't even know exactly where you were sent or what happened, but then you were reclaimed at what, 8 or 7
or 8 years old, yeah.
8 years old, and you know, and here comes somebody, oh yeah, I'm this, come on with me, and off you go to Canada, and then the next thing you know is, you're brought back, but after a few years, you know, these individuals don't like the way you live, so you're abandoned again, you know. And I don't know what you were, how old, but not very old. And it's because you just wouldn't make the decision to accept something that someone else said was the right way, when the very person who said that it was the right way was the one who abandoned you as a young baby almost in the country, in Jamaica. And so it all made logical sense, but you overcame that, you know, and you ended up, you know, rebelling like we all do, I think. And running a life of substance abuse, yet functional. You know, you worked all through it, even to where you could retire with a nice income and be able to to have the foundation to pay back, to make that difference and to come back in the world. So, but every hurdle, like you said, every hurdle is added immensely to who you are, to your story, to come into the jails with us in the future. You want to do that because you understand it. You know, you understand those people and what they can gain. So if you have messages to give to people who may have lived similar lives, how would you tell them to start? Like, what should they do? Like, you know, you have any words of wisdom? I mean, I know what you did, and you know, it would depend where they are in that journey, whether it would be the 3-year-old, the 8-year-old, or the 14-year-old, or so on. But I
would say don't go against the grain. You know, it's at some point you have to listen to your inner voice, and when it does say to walk away, you know, you walk away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't go against it, and just believe in the process, and you know, you'll find that you'll be, in the end, you'll be one of the ones left standing.
Had you heard that message times before you actually took it? I mean, the message of, you know, maybe you should walk away. Did you feel that before? I know when you did it.
I did feel that. Yeah, I did feel that sometimes. But, you know, being in active addiction, you just, and being with addiction, being cunning and baffling,
yeah.
You know, you don't want to take heed to that.
Yep. Well, when you think of, I love those words, cunning, baffling, and what's the other one? Powerful.
Powerful.
Cunning, baffling, and powerful. And that's what addiction is. And I like to see addiction almost as a demon, some kind of demon, you know, that when it gets hold, man, it gets hold. And to break away, you know, and you hear all kinds of stories. Lloyd's is one, others where it's a gradual thing. They had to relapse 50 times and finally got some freedom. But these same people always say, but I respect where I was. You know, we have a slogan, keep coming back. And I think, you know, or remember when, or maybe a better one. I remember when I was out there being like this and being like that. I've got to respect that when I ended up out there, you know, I made some bad decisions, but I certainly wasn't planning to be out there in that kind of trouble. And yet I ended up there in that kind of trouble. So I want to, you know, rely on all the forces out there that can help me stay on track, whatever they are. So it's quite a road, my man, quite a road you've been on. So.
Well, thank you very much for having me on the show.
Oh.
Because I find that it's helping me to grow positively. And with that growth, I can pass on to other people as mm-hmm. well. So thank
you.
Yeah,
you've got so much to offer. And, you know, we're thrilled that you can come on every number of weeks or a month or two, depending on what's going on. And I know you're a busy guy, and you've decided to, you know, to move yourself around in a certain way, you know, whether that means, you know, a little bit of time in that town, a little bit of time in this town. You know, maybe do a little international stuff as the daughter moves out into Africa and so on. And those are things we want to do, too, with sharing the burden. We, you know, so I think as we all grow in different ways, that we're still a team, you know, and whether we come under a banner of just people helping people or sharing the burden or one of the entities you have online or whether those who exist for a particular malfunction, whether that be disabling mental disorder, physical disorder, whatever it is, you know, that we all kind of come together and attack the evil stuff in a positive way. And when I say attack, I don't mean go to people and annihilate and destroy, but I mean, you know, have a very keen sense of what right is and what wrong is, and to use the forces of the togetherness and godliness, whatever we want to call it, to defeat these entities. Because together we can do it, and alone we ain't going anywhere.
Yeah.
You know. So, anyway, it's been a pleasure and honor to have you on. We'll have you on again soon, I hope. And, you know, we'll just keep on trucking and we'll keep on talking. Hopefully, And next time you get on, you'll have been through or have at least one lined up, an orientation for the jail service, and we'll get you in there doing some of that.
That'd be great.
Yeah, yeah. And I look forward to that, too. There's a lot of brothers in there we got to help, and I'm too pale of skin to get them out for a meeting. So anyway, Jay, would you like to put a plug in for that dance party, block party, and you can take us right out of there after that. So thank you, folks.
Sounds good, Scott. And Lloyd, again, good to see you. Great show. And yes, you can tune in for The Block Party, my own dance music show here on Whistle FM every Saturday from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time. I do some live shows. I'll be doing another live show coming up in March. Have some live DJs here in the studio. So if you're a DJ out there and want to be a guest on my show, I'd appreciate you getting a hold of me here at the station. You can call 905-640-1027, or you can get at me Block Party on Whistle FM on Facebook there, and tune in for The Block Party every Saturday from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time. And that's it for Sharing the Burden today.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sharing the Burden live on 102.9 FM in Stouffville. Please go to sharingtheburden.ca for this and previous broadcasts. Hope you enjoyed the show and hope you'll share it. Till we meet again, this is Scott saying, have a great day.